volcanic level activity is still at 4, and we really have to predict volcano whether it will go down or go up. So we have done the on-site evacuation. We have moved people from the high-risk areas to other areas considered low risk. So that is the western and eastern part of the island. And the Council of Ministers will meet this morning, and there might be a decision to do an offsite. So we are still waiting for that Council of Ministers meeting. Once that is done, then we would let you know more on what's happening here in Vanuatu.
So tell me, if the decision by the Council of Ministers is that the entire island should be evacuated, what is the contingency plan? Where would they go?
We are working together with the provincial government in Panama, and they have identified sites on Pentecost and Maibo. We are also working closely with the provincial government in Sanma, and they are identifying sites on Santo. But for a mass evacuation, to really prepare a place for people to go to, it's something that does not happen overnight. You really need to put up facilities need to be in place before you put people to. But for any mass evacuation, we are looking at using existing facilities, existing buildings, existing places where people could temporarily settle down in before moving to the identified sites.
Presumably, therefore, that's quite a juggling act for you within the National Disaster Management Office to perform if the order is made by the Council of Ministers for that full-scale evacuation, because, as you say, you have to be prepared, you have to have centres for people to go to, but you have to get off the island as quickly as possible if this thing is going to blow.
Yeah, it is a challenging task, and we are working closely with partner agencies in country. We're trying to utilise all the resources that we have here in country to ensure that we abide by that Council of Ministers decision.
And in terms of emergency supplies, which were already heading to Umbai Island itself, I mean, will that process continue, or will that be put on hold for now, because those supplies may very well be needed somewhere else in Vanuatu?
Look, people are now already having issues for water and food on site, so we'll still proceed with moving relief to the people that are still there. So that will still go ahead like plan, but then if we need to evacuate people, then we'll need to continue to support them wherever they are going to be.
And presumably, one thing the Council of Ministers will be looking at is the latest data that has come from the volcanologists from the Vanuatu Meteorology and Geohazards Department. They, I guess, have been looking at the photographs and the information that came in from the New Zealand Air Force. So that will bring them absolutely up to date.
Yeah, we have another flight leaving this morning to do monitoring over the volcano. So, yes, most volcanic activity has been monitored closely. So it's like, another flyover is happening as we speak.